Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's September 26, 2022, New Earth Support Team. I'm here with
Spirit Song.
Thanks for being here, baby.
My
always,
honor.
Always such a delight to have you.
Always my pleasure.
And welcome to everyone who's here as well. Linda says, good to see you, Spirit Song.
Thank you.
I'm seeing who's here, and thank you for being here, Brandy, Brian, Charlotte, iPhone, and that's on the web. Interesting. Okay. Jeannie, Laura, Linda, Nikki, Pancha Avatar, Renate, Susie, and Tibby so far. So there may be more joining us and probably will be. So welcome, everybody. And I'm going to assume everyone's pretty much familiar with what we do. And if not, you'll pick up as we go along. So just as a general intro, as always, after the intro here, we're going to call the directions of the Mesa. We're going to call in our beautiful allies. We're going to set up a beautiful container for ourselves, get into embodied awakening, and then we'll just relax and say, allies, we're here to serve the great global awakening. Do your thing. And they will passively be used and get super cool benefit by doing that. And then we'll wrap up. It usually takes about an hour to do this, maybe less sometimes. And you will have the same awesome experience, whether you're live or on the recording. Even if you're on the recording, it's all held in the Akashic records. And even if you do this a long time from the actual live date, the allies will be with you fully present 100%. And you can have an awesome experience from the archive recording. So.
And if someone is new, is it okay if they ask a question if they didn't hear something that clarified?
Yeah, so if you have a question, I'll leave a moment to allow unmuting. Yeah, that's already available. So if you have any question or you're new, speak up like right now, type in the chat or unmute yourself and speak. And we'll just leave like 10 seconds for that if anyone has got anything. Maybe not. And we have yet another different New Earth Support Team background. I did some fun with mirrors on the basic image we have. I found my little graphics program has, you can have like four mirrors, five mirrors, six mirrors, seven mirrors, and I just found all these cool variations on the Earth. I love the initial image, but I was getting kind of tired of it because I've used it for a long time. And every week it's up there. So hopefully you're enjoying the variation of the images. Charlotte says, hello, good to be here. No one has said they need help, so I'm going to assume that we're good.
All right.
That was called riffing. Hopefully it wasn't too riff-diculous. All right. Anything you want to say before we get rolling here, baby?
No.
All right. So would you like to set the... everyone, as always, as we do the energetic setup, just relax, be super passive. Encourage you to, if you feel energy moving, just be present with that. If you don't, feel your breath come and go on its own. Your passivity is what will leave the space for the allies to come in and do their thing. Would you like to set the tone for the directions?
Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Quichi.
Ooh, feeling nice already. Thank you, directions. The directions are living beings too. Everything's alive in shamanism. All right, so I'll call my allies, and then Spirit Song will call hers. That's still good?
Sure.
All right. To get us set up, Spirit Song and I call in our own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and our service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. Then for everybody, we call Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. And boy, they feel good. Mm-hmm. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. Baby, you're up.
Mm-hmm. And I call to you, Oya and Oya Saray, to the lineage of the Pachacuti Mesa, to the ancient ones in all traditions, in all dimensions. I call to the dolphins and whales, sea creatures and water creatures everywhere. And I see you, hawk and eagle. I see you, mother deer, with your fawn. See you, Chi-Chan, and I'm grateful for your presence here. We welcome you and honor you with our gratitude as you honor us with your presence. Thank you, beautiful angels, and all those that have been called in already, and we are grateful for each of you, for every blade of grass. The majesty of the mountains and the simplicity of the grass below us, the earth. Deepest waters, we are grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ooh, it's feeling so good. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Let there be I am that I am. We are that we are. Go ahead.
That's okay, honey. Go ahead.
I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. There we go. Now, if anyone on the call, live or on the recording, has additional allies they want to call in, as long as they're of high vibration and benevolent intent, they're welcome. We'll leave a moment for that to happen. So feel free to call them in now. While y'all do that, I'm going to change my shirt. But I'll still hold space.
Got a little too warm, huh?
Yeah, that energy really heated me up. Wow. Feels like we got a good crew here. Thank you all for bringing in the beautiful extra allies. Spirit Song, does that container feel good to continue?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So, as always, Spirit Song's presence just makes the energy so much sweeter. Thank you, baby.
Yeah, my honor.
Of course, everybody is co-creating this. Not just her, but y'all are.
And we're all one, so.
Yeah, and I didn't even mention that, but as always, we ask that you give us your entire focus while you're here with us, live or on the recording. You are co-creating the energy, even if you're on the recording. So please be fully present with this process as if you were right here in the room with us. Mm-hmm. And if you have to leave early, that's okay. Just ask the allies to kind of ease you out of the field. All right. So let's do the embodied awakening invocation. This is where you invite your higher self to join with you in your physical body. This happens only to the extent that serves highest good. So there's no danger of overwhelm, but you'll probably feel some good energy. So let's do that now. Please repeat after me, speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Please release the words and become completely passive. If you feel energy moving in your body, just passively feel what it's doing on its own. If you don't feel that, just passively feel your breath come and go. Either way, passive, passive, passive. Just feeling what's already happening. That means please no willpower, no effort, no visualizing or imagining. Just be passive and feel what's happening. If you get distracted, just relax back into feeling instead, once you notice that. If the distraction is still there in the background, fine, let it do its thing, but you keep coming back to feeling. And if you like, just use the minimum effort needed to even feel your focus. And zero effort might be all you need. The less effort that keeps you aware of the feeling, the better. This leaves more space for your higher self to help you. Not to mention all these amazing allies. So you'll know you're in embodied awakening once all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. The state simply holds itself.
Sorry, trying to get a little bit of air.
That's not a haunted house creaky door. That's Spirit Song opening our window a little bit. It's not quite Halloween.
You didn't know I invited some ghosts, did you?
Just ghosts to show you. Ooh, that's interesting energy right there. So a lot of y'all are, and I'm feeling a interesting energy in our field. We shouldn't have said that word. So allies, please clear anything from our field that does not serve highest good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Got to be careful what you say in a sacred container. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what.
For sure.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, I feel like the embodied awakening energy is pretty strong. So just notice if you're in that state. Again, No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. We'll proceed either way. You don't have to be in embodied awakening to do the rest of this. It's just optimal. Just however far you got is great. You'll probably go deeper during the course of the call. That is so strong. All right, beautiful divine allies, we are ready. So allies, we ask that you make good use of each of us for the service to the great global awakening. As always, allies, you know what each of us is capable of and ready for. So bring each of us, please, to the deepest awakening that serves highest good. Or if heavy energy needs processing, then choose those of us who are able and willing to do that. And we know, allies, that at no time will you ever give anyone too much of anything, because you don't do overwhelm. Thank you, allies. We offer ourselves now in your service to facilitate the great global awakening. Thank you. Well, facilitate is not quite the word. We're not facilitating it, but we come to help it along in whatever way we can. Okay, here's the energy coming in nice. So now, humans, just please stay passive. You may already be feeling energy working through you. And as always, Spirit Song and I will talk about what we're experiencing, which tends to be what most people are having the experience of at that moment. Your experience might be different. Your mileage may vary. So whatever your experience is, just be with it. Do not use effort to match our descriptions. Just go with what you're experiencing. Many people get customized, unique experiences on our calls, and that's exactly as it should be. So just be with what's happening. I like to just focus on feeling. I find that gives me the most helpfulness. And you can focus on whatever you want. All right, so the energy is getting nice and strong, so just relax and we'll let things roll here. From this point forward, there may be periods of silence. Don't worry about it. We're still present energetically. There may or may not be music. Depends if the allies call us to do any music. If so, we will. If not, we won't. And in any case, we'll be doing good work to help the global awakening along, and each of us receiving some good healing or awakening for ourselves as part of that service. So the energy is very strong. It feels kind of thick in a good way. And now that I say that, I feel that there is there's some heavy energy being processed, but it's unusually fine and dispersed. It's like, it's almost like a fine mist in our field. So I guess you could say it's a missed opportunity. So everyone, you may notice some of that kind of filtering through you, if you're ready for that sort of thing, and just let it come on through. Do you mind shutting that window again, baby?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
If you get too hot, we can turn the fan on.
Okay.
Yeah, my body's doing the old shake and shimmy, so there's definitely some heavy energy coming through the field. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, allow that. If you find yourself crying or making sound, that's all good. No one's going to hear you on this call because everyone but Spirit Song and I are muted. And no one's going to see you unless you've got your video on. And even then, your video wouldn't go on the recording. The only person who would see you would be some other one on the live call who's set up to see all the various cameras. And there's no requirement to have your camera on during this call at all, if you don't want to. If you get into a really strong healing and your body wants to move, it's okay. You don't have to stay sitting. You can stand up, move around, as long as you don't get hurt. There's no restriction on what you're allowed to do, as long as it helps to move stuff, and as long as no one gets hurt. Other than that, go crazy. Metaphorically. A song is being called. This one's an a cappella ceremony song. When I learned last time I was in Peru. Don't worry about the words, but just feel the vibration. And I just remembered I have to shift the audio when I do this. Hang on. Here we go.
Apenasale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenasale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Curandera suma kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari shambu yari ri 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 kurandara sumakunai ri ri mantai kunai kayari shambu Apenasale la rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appenasalelarora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca suma kunai di. Montai kunai kayari. Shamu yari. Ayahuasca suma kunai didi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu yari didi 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 didi. Appenasale la rora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Chakrunita suma kunai didi. Montai kunai kayari. Shamu yari ri 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 ri. Chakrunita suma kunai ri ri. Montai kunai kayari. Shamu yari ri 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 ri. Appenasale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appenasale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appalachian suma kunai didi. Montai kunai kayari. Shamu yari di 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 di. Appalachian suma kunai di di. Montai kunai kayari. Shamu yari. Appenasale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appenasale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Chichen chichen suma kunai di di. Montai kunai kayari. Shamu yari ri 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 ri. Chichen chichen suma kunai ri ri. Montai kunai kayari. Shamu yari. Appenasale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appenasale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Curandera suma kunai didi. Montai kunai kayari. Shamu yari ri 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 ri. Ayahuasca Suba kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayadi. Shamu yadi.
Wow, that song put a really sweet energy into the field. Thank you for calling that, Alice. The allies are letting everyone know everyone's now being very easily held in the field we're in. So if you're willing, just go to zero effort. Just be and know that whatever service you're here to give will happen even better when you drop now to zero effort. So that's the invitation. Okay, another song being called. Got a musical night going on. This is that new song, Baby. You're welcome to sing along. There's going to be a slight change in the chorus, but you'll see what I'm doing real quickly.
Okay.
So as usual, folks, you just hold your... Oh, it's strong vibration. See if I can do this without hitting the head of the guitar to your head. All right, there we go. And I'm going to, as usual, mute my mic while I tune. No, since y'all have to listen to that. So get a mute here for a moment. Okay, this is a brand new one. I just worked it up. Y'all have never heard this one before. It's a song by Kathy Zavada, although I've tweaked it up a little bit.
And I've only heard it a couple of times, but it is very, very beautiful, and I like to try to sing along, so I might
we'll see.
A little bit here and there.
Okay. So this one's in English. I don't usually do songs in English, but it's very simple, and just... stay with your process, be with your passive flow, and the allies are saying this song will be good. I thought it was tuned. Okay, let's... So y'all get to hear me this time. The tuner said it was good. I think I'm a little stoned, guys. This energy is so strong. Oh my gosh.
Of your brother, you've got to bend down low humble yourself in the sight of your brother. You've got to know what he knows, and we shall lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Yourself in the sight of your sister, you've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your sister, you've got to know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. Other up. We lift each other up. Sight of our Father, you've got to know what he knows, and we shall lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Of our mother, you've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of our mother, you've got to know what she knows, and we shall lift each other up. We lift each other up. Each other up. We lift each other up. Suffering, you've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of the suffering. You've got to know what they know, and we lift each other up. 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 yourself in the sight of La Maestra. You've gotta bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of La Maestra. You've gotta know what she knows, and we shall lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Humble yourself in the sight of your sister. You've gotta bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your sister. You've gotta know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Of your brother, you've gotta bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your brother. You've gotta know what he knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. Each other up. We lift each other up. In the sight of our mother, you've gotta know what she knows, and we lift each other up. 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 Of our Father, you've gotta bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of our Father. You've gotta know what he knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Light, 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 light side of the suffering, you've got to bend down low, humble yourself. In the side of the suffering, you've got to know what they know, and we lift each other up. 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 In the side of La Maestra, you've got to bend down low, humble yourself. In the side of La Maestra, you've got to know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. Each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up.
Once again, the music changes the vibration of the space, which is its function. Everyone just relax, remain passive.
That song has so much inspired energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in a strong field. Just relax. You may feel more like energy than flesh at this point. Just be with whatever's happening for you. There was a strong group blending happening, so if you're aware of that, just relax into that. If you don't feel it, just keep doing these calls. You'll wake up to it eventually. Part of you is already there. Now I'm feeling embodiment happening. As always, near the end of each call, we're being eased very gently and smoothly back into our physical bodies. And as always, as much of this sweet energy as will serve highest good is being integrated into your physical form on all levels. And as always, nothing you have to do except allow. Let the allies give you this upgrade, this blessing, this deeper awakening. They always give us a big thank you for serving in this way. And even this is service, because throughout this call, we each act as a surrogate for many other beings on the planet. So if we're getting this sweet upgrade and awakening at the end, so are a lot of other people. So everybody totally wins. So some of you are feeling a fairly strong energy coming into your body, maybe a little more than you're immediately comfortable with. Just relax, stay super passive, and you can relax enough to let it in. The eyes will never give you more than you can do. It might stretch you a little. So just relax and let this beautiful, it's very blissful and kind of intense all at the same time, in my experience. Just let it in. That's feeling better in the group vibe.
And I'm seeing a beautiful stream flowing gently with white petaled flowers on it. Don't know if that means anything to anyone, but I wanted to share that. And there is a beautiful black bear visiting us right now.
Where we live, that could be happening physically, but
true.
I think spirit song means in the inner world here. Lots of bears in Western North Carolina, especially this time of year. They're all out fattening up for the winter. Yeah, since we're close to done on the re-embodiment, just notice everyone, how are you feeling? How's the body feel? Chances are it feels rather different than when we started. I'm also feeling some heat in the feet, so there is some last minute heavy energy clearing, at least for me. It sometimes happens as they bring in higher frequency and more love and light into you than you've had before. There's a little bit of heavy energy that's in the way, and they have to flush that as they're giving you the upgrade. So often the healing and the awakening are all running together for that reason. That feels maybe done. What do you think, Spirit Song? I feel like we're integrated.
Good to me.
Yeah. Good. Yep, that's it. Okay, so we're going to close the Mesa and then open it up as usual to questions or comments. Would you like to set the pitch, please?
Sure.
Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuichi.
Sweet. Thank you, allies, for this lovely experience. Thanks for the beautiful energy, the opportunity to serve. Super grateful for all of it. So, allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. And please remain with anyone who's been part of this experience for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you, allies. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? One, two, three. And the mesa is closed. So before we open it up to feedback, a quick book update. I plan to upload it to Amazon in 8 days, a week from Tuesday in the evening. And I'm just now doing the last edit through on the book. This will be like the third time in 3 days I've read the entire book start to finish with making edits. And I feel pretty comfortable this will be the last time because the edits now are so tiny that I feel like it's pretty polished. There's always, you can tweak it friggin' forever, but I'm feeling like it's close enough now. And I can always change it once it's published. So, hey, if I catch something glaring, I can always change it after the fact on Amazon. So,
if you've already read it, some beautiful parts have been added. So you might want to go back and look again.
Well, they don't have the version right now.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, I thought a few, what is it, 3 or 4 days ago, I put up a new PDF for the people who were on the launch team and reading it in advance in order to review it when it launches. And I said, I think this is the final version. Don't expect to change much. And then I read it again. So, oh, I'm changing a lot. Oops. But it's still good to review. So the changes are significant enough to make a big difference. Okay. Anyhow, I've talked enough about me. Why don't you all talk about me for a while? Ha ha ha. That's my Leo joke. So we're getting some feedback and let me allow unmuting. So if someone wants to actually speak, okay, you can now unmute your mic. But let's see. Charlotte typed, I had a few corrections. Oh, she's talking about the book. Yeah, just email those to me, Charlotte, if you would. That'd be great. And Linda is saying, thank you, both of you. That last song was so enchanting. Then the energy was so sweet. And Charlene typed beautiful music tonight. Thank you, Charlene. Yeah, again, that song, the song is by Kathy Zavada, Z-A-V-A. Oh, we got a live caller. Charlotte, hi. Please speak.
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Well, I just wanted to say I'm really enjoying the book. I'm about one quarter of the way through. I started this afternoon.
Oh, good.
And found a few things, and I'll mail those to email those to you.
Yeah, do please. Thank you.
Like probably tomorrow. It's just too late tonight, but
yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks, Charlotte. So, does anyone have any feedback on the call tonight? I apologize. I kind of got us off on the wrong foot talking about the book, but yeah. And again, that song is called Humble Yourself that we sang, and you can find it on Spotify, Humble Yourself, Kathy Zavada, Z-A-V-A-D-A. However, I've been tweaking it. I couldn't help myself. So the song originally doesn't have a bridge. So that I added because I thought it just needed a little freshening here and there. And her chorus says, we will lift each other up. And I just really thought, well, that hasn't happened yet, but we're doing it right now. And I want to sing this for our group and we are lifting each other up. So I just took the will out and I messed up a few times and put the will in. I just started doing that. But, yeah, I think it should be present tense. We lift each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Kathy doesn't mind my liberties.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, that song touches me so deeply. And then the music that you added for the little bridge is just so perfect and moving. And I can't help not sing, even though I don't know it perfectly yet.
We don't need perfect.
No.
Just useful. And let's see, we got some typing here. Let's go back and catch it here. Well, several things coming in. So Kathy, thanks so much. Beautiful energy and wonderful music. Tibby says, thank you for the lovely meeting. The music was beautiful and especially meaningful. You two make the song fabulous. Yeah, Spirit Song and I used to perform professionally together on stage. So we're used to doing the singing together. Nikki, peaceful, pulsing, healing. Thanks. Charlotte likes the harmony as well. And Brian says, such big, beautiful energy. It's always a blessing when Spirit Song joins us. Amen. Humble Yourself was a treat, deeply profound. Thank you both. Blessings, everyone. And Linda says, you harmonized so well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, our voices just go good together.
They do blend. That's the way we came together. I went to hear Benjamin singing at a tea house. And we went through a little phase of I started adding my harmonies to his music, and that went well. We started performing together and then kind of going back and forth about whether we were supposed to be singing partners or life partners. We've been both, and beautifully so.
Yeah. And now we're both again.
And yes. That's true.
Thank you, baby. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions or comments from anyone?
I just want to throw it out that I'm working towards eliminating cancer in my body.
Good for you.
Good.
And without the medical model.
Wow.
So this work is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Good. Mm-hmm. Have you created a custom healing invocation for that?
No.
Okay. Yeah. You may not have you got to the part of the book yet where it talks about custom invocations?
Not yet.
Yeah. So it's basically maximum fill in the blank, deserve size, good please. So you could call maximum clearing of cancer, that deserve size, good please.
I mean, very specific.
Yeah. I would. In this case. And if you know it's a particular type of cancer, has a particular name, you could say maximum clearing of, you know, the very specific thing that you've got. And then you can follow that up. It's sometimes good to follow a clearing invocation with a calling in something to replace it. So you call in maximum.
Yeah.
You know.
That makes sense.
Maximum physical health on all levels. That serves
vitality.
Out. Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's good sometimes to do both a healing and a call in after that, after you've created space with the healing part. So yeah, so that might be helpful. Worth a shot.
I just need to call it off for tonight.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being here.
We're so glad you were here.
Yeah. Thanks, Charlotte. It's good to have you back.
And blessings to you.
And Jeannie, wow. She bracketed with a bunch of beautiful red and orange hearts and typed, thank you for tonight's session. I really appreciate these evenings and how they are always a surprise as to what is healed and how. Much love to all, and especially Benjamin for putting it together. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's what I'm here for. Yeah, Awakening Plus is my main gig now. Mm-hmm. And the book and the podcast I'll be launching around the same time are all, they're supposed to be standalone helpful, but really they also are vehicles to bring people to the membership. So my vision is that soon there'll be a lot more folks in the membership. It's going to grow quite significantly. And and y'all are going to be, y'all will be the energetic core that holds the vibration as the new folks come in. So it's going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. Get ready for some growth. And of course, as I say in the book, according to the law of one, every extra person doubles the energy. Mm-hmm. So it's like 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024. It's like, and as we start getting, you know, right now we're getting around 15 people a call on average. If we start getting it 40, 50, 60 people, the service we're going to give is just going to go off the charts. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see that coming. Mm-hmm. We feel some of that when we do our public calls and we like double the number of people. But, you know, a lot of those are newbies and they're not quite holding the vibration. Once we get a larger core group and they start holding the energy, whoa, that's going to be something. Yeah. So anyhow, I'm excited to be moving in that direction. Mm-hmm. All right, Spirit Song, any last words you want to share?
No, just thanks to everyone for being here and for the service that we create together from a place of love for all. And it's a blessing for us and for each of us and for the world. It's what we're doing this for.
Yep, New Earth Support Team.
But we are all one, so every time we raise the vibration, we all are benefiting here and around the world and beyond the Earth into the celestial realms.
Yep.
There's no end.
Everything links to everything else.
Yes.
And it's easy to forget because we're the ones serving, but we're also on earth. Mm-hmm. So as we bless the earth, we, in a sense, are simultaneously blessing ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
So it goes round and round. Mm-hmm. It's great. All right. Thank you all so much. Mm-hmm. So grateful that every one of you is here. Super, super happy. And we got two more events this week. Again, it's the 26th today. On the 28th, Wednesday, we're doing Divinely Directed. We'll just show up and see what goodies the divine has for us then. And then Thursday night is Ask Us Anything, where we show up and people ask questions. And anyone who's there who's got an answer can give it. It used to be Ask Me Anything, but there was so much wisdom in the group that we changed it to Ask Us Anything. Anyhow, so show for either of those. Those will be 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern, Wednesday and Thursday. Hope you can make it. Big love to everyone, mm-hmm. and good night.
Good night.